Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. On today's show is a recording of an interview that we did earlier in the month when Democratic candidate for President Marianne Williamson made a campaign stop in Jefferson. Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is a Democratic candidate running for a president, is Marianne Williamson, joining us now. And so, Marianne, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, Marianne, first of all, I'm sure a lot of people are getting inundated with a lot of different candidates running for president on the Democratic ticket. So if you wouldn't mind, first of all, just explaining for our listeners who you are as a person and who you are as the Democratic candidate, first of all.
I have been a writer and a nonprofit activist and a political activist for 35 years. I have led seminars and teachings and classes on issues of personal and spiritual, not religious, but spiritual transformation. And in the course of my work, I have been very involved and up close and personal with people's lives when they are in periods of transformation and crisis. And all that a nation is a group of people. So I see the nation going through a crisis that needs to be addressed in the same kinds of ways that a personal crisis needs to be addressed. And that's to say that we have to address something deeper than just external issues. We have to address the psychological and emotional forces and the larger dynamics that are at work. And most political problem solving these days is simply tinkering with the externalities. It has to do with watering the leaves, but not necessarily the roots of our democracy. Some things are very, very wrong that we need to look at, and most political establishment candidates do not want to name what's most deeply wrong for various reasons. A sociopathic economic system, and what it is doing to destroy so many people's lives, and possibly, if we allow it to, our democracy itself. The fact that millions of American children are living with chronic trauma, the issues of racial reconciliation that need to be addressed, racial disparities in so many of our systems, and the fact that our national security agenda is driven more by profit-making goals for military contractors than real efforts to wage peace. And across the board, whether it has to do with our failure to fight climate change, the decimation of American farming, the destruction of America's middle class, on and on down the line, there's one underlying problem, and that is that we now organize our society with the goal of profit maximization for huge multinational corporations rather than advocacy for the well-being of our people and our planet. And our government, of course, as we know, because of the undue influence of money on our political system, has become little more than a system of legalized bribery where the government functions more to advocate for those profits than to advocate for the people of the United States. And this is a crisis. It's a crisis for our democracy. It's a crisis for our planet. And I'm running for president because I do not see the underlying dynamics named and called out on the level that they need to be in order for genuine transformation to occur. And I feel that that needs to be the role of the president more than anything else at this time. And it is a role of moral leadership, not just political mechanics. And that's why I'm running for president.
Okay, now you named some of the platforms that you're running on, and you're saying that the nation is under a crisis mode right now and that things need to change on the undertones that some candidates won't name. And I think you kind of hinted at naming some of those undertones. If you were to become elected as president, how do you propose to change those undertones and to correct what you would call a crisis at this time?
Well, the power of the presidency, the president carries great power, and sometimes that power has been wielded, if not in an abusive way, such as is now being wielded by President Trump, but even by Democrats, perhaps sometimes, in a more timid way than I would. I would stand for things that may or may not be popular at the time with the goal of seeking to build consensus among the American people. For an example, we have millions of American children living in chronic trauma in this country. I don't think it's that the American people don't care, but I think perhaps many American people have not had it really explained to them the level of the problem that we have here. So that I would, for instance, establish a cabinet-level Department of Childhood and Youth in order to coordinate all of the efforts from various parts of our government that have to do with addressing the extraordinary challenges on the American children and youth today.
Now, let's talk a little bit about internationally, foreign policy. Can you explain to our listeners some of the ideas that you have there if you're elected president?
When I grew up, I think when we all grew up, we were told that America is a great force for good in the world. And we would hear politicians talking to us about America protecting our vital national interests. Well, I think most of us thought naively that that meant democracy. And we have learned that that did not always mean protecting the interests of democracy. And I don't think the rest of the people of the world have looked at the United States in the last 50 years and felt, oh, they were always on the side of democracy. We have been internationally as well as domestically too often on the side of whatever the multinational corporate interests were, as opposed to the real issues of our values and our democracy. A perfect example, of course, is that in this current administration, the first Secretary of State was the ex-CEO of Exxon. I mean, if that doesn't say it all, I don't know what does. And even right now, the acting director of the Department of Defense was a 30-year executive at Boeing. This is not a covert corporate takeover of the U.S. government. This is an overt corporate takeover of the U.S. government. I would wish to see the United States truly being a beacon of light and hope and possibility and democracy and our own humanitarian as well as democratic values throughout the country, around the world, in ways that right now I don't think any honest person could say that we are.
Now, the Democratic field is starting to become a little crowded, of course, and I'm sure we're just going to get more people maybe coming out of the woodwork and declaring themselves before the end of the year anyway. What can you tell our listeners that will set yourself apart from the rest of the Democratic field?
I'm not trying to quote-unquote set myself apart. Okay. I think any human being that authentically speaks their truth is apart from other human beings. My goal is not to try to set myself apart. My goal is to seek the truth as I understand it, as deeply and authentically as I can, in order to submit to the American people a genuine other possibility, another way, a way that we could use the powers of government to actually restore the deepest foundations of our democracy and to reclaim the integrity and the character and the ethics that should be at the core of our democracy and the core of our economy.
My last question here for you is, with the way that politics have been kind of divided recently among the two major political parties of the Democrats and Republicans, if you're elected president, how do you plan on reaching across the aisle and working with Congress instead of possibly against it?
You can't be responsible for how other people are going to think, and you can't be responsible for how other people are going to behave. But I am trying in this campaign, and I would as president as well, not speak to the black or the white in a person, conservative or liberal in a person, rich or poor in a person. I want to speak to the American in people. And I'm doing that in this campaign, and I would seek to do that as president as well. You know, the people make the decision not only of who goes to the White House, the people ourselves make the decision of who goes to Congress and who goes into the Senate. And so it will not be just about how I speak. It will be about how the people within the Congress choose to relate to me as much as it will have to do with how I choose to relate to them.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Democratic candidate for president, Marianne Williamson, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.